Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jamie Navarro. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Scott Starhowiak. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bob Tewksbury. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into center field. That will be extra bases. Lawton picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Lawton. Durham goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive towards short. Mears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martinez scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch catches it and throws to first to double up Bell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Knoblauch hits a fly ball into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Snopek. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mouton strikes out. 1 out. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Snopek batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snopek hits a fly ball into center field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lawton hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Durham steals second. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhowiak hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Starhowiak reaches second base with a double. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cordova hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Starhowiak moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Baines reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mudin is 0-for-1 in the game. Mudin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tewksbury fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Fabregas is 0-for-1 in the game. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Baines moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Snopek is 0-for-1 in the game. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to home to get Baines. Fabregas moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lawton. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Fabregas scores. Snopek moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Navarro fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Navarro. Kelly moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kelly tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-1, White Sox. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Coomer is 0-for-1 in the game. Coomer hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lawton moves to second. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Starhoviak hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Tewksbury covering, for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak fields the ball and throws to Tewksbury covering. Safe. Thomas scores. Bell moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mudin is 0-for-2 in the game. Mudin strikes out. 2 outs. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fabregas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Baines moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Greg Swindell now pitching. Chris Snopek batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snopek is 0-for-2 in the game. Snopek hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knoblauch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knoblauch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoblauch hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Durham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Swindell covering, for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1. White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mouton is 0 for 3 in the game. Mouton hits a fly ball into center field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coomer is 0 for 2 in the game. Coomer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Starhoviak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Starhoviak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Starhoviak takes first base on ball 4. Steinbach moves to second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Steinbach moves to third. Starhoviak moves to second. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Steinbach scores. Starhoviak moves to third. Cordova moves to second. It's 7-3, White Sox. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 3 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Navarro fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fabregas hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snopek is 0 for 3 in the game. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Darren Lewis now playing center field. Dave Martinez now playing right field. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Durham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Coomer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Steinbach hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Durham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Martinez strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Trombley now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Mario Valdez pinch runs for Frank Thomas. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Valdez moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baines is walked intentionally. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valdez scores. Bell moves to third. Baines moves to second. It's 8-4, White Sox. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fabregas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Baines scores. Lewis moves to second. It's 10-4, White Sox. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snopek is 0-for-4 in the game. Snopek hits a fly ball into center field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Mario Valdez now playing first base. Tony Castillo now pitching. Greg Colbrun pinch hits for Scott Starhoviak. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Colbrun hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Colbrun moves to second. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0-for-3 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. Colbrun moves to third. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-4 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colbrun scores. Mears moves to second. It's 10-5, White Sox. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Greg Myers pinch hits for Roberto Kelly. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Myers hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Mears scores. Knobloch moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 10-6. White Sox. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor strikes out. 2 outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.